Morning, Booker Tov. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Samach Gimel. Nazir Samach Gimel, last couple of blah in the Mesechta. We're up to the Mishnah, right at the top of the page. So like the Mishnah. Nazir Shegilach V'Noid Leshutamei. The Mishnah is going to give a situation where as long as we meet three qualifications, a Nazir, even though he became Tamei, is still able to keep his Aziris. So here's the case. A Nazir that's performing Giluach, he's doing his Rosh Hashanah, also he brought his Kabbarnas. He finished, he completed his Aziris. And after Giluach, V'Noid Leshutamei, it then became known to him that he had been Tamei earlier. Initially, during the Zazir's term, he became Tamei. So after completing his process of exiting Zazir's, it becomes known to him that during the Zazir's, he had become Tamei. It says the Mishnah, Im Tamei Yadua. If it's a known Tamei, say sir. Then it destroys the term. We know Tamei destroys the term. Just because he found out later doesn't change it. The fact that he was Tamei during the Zazir's renders the entire Zazir's it's Seisr, everything he kept, and he's got to go back and start again. He has to keep, become Tar 7 days and start again. However, if it's a Tumah of the, literally Tumah means of the depths, of the deep, but what it means is if it's an unknown Tumah, then Mar is going to elaborate a little more what that means, but essentially what it means is something that was unbeknownst to anyone and it was only found out later that this Tumah existed and that he had become Tumah. So B'Shas Maisa was an unknown Tumah and he only found that later. So we really already have two of the klalim. Two of the klalim of the Mishnah is two of the requirements when we say that a person who was essentially he was tummy during his years, but it was unbeknown to him at that time, and he only found out after concluding the process at the end of his years. So if you have that both of those concepts, then we say that it remains the halacha is his Aziris is a neseser. He doesn't forfeit his Aziris. But if it was an Aziris, if it was a tumah that was known. If it was a tumah, again, we're on Samach Gimel, Amin Aleph, right on top, he just started the Mishnah. If it's a tumah that was known, even though it wasn't known to him, but it was a known tumah, he finds out later that he was in contact with that tumah. Or if he wasn't already at the point of shaving, of having done his Giluach, of performing his concluding processes at the end of Naziris, if he's missing any of the above, then he would be Seisr, the Naziris. The Mishnah continues further. If he has not yet shaved and he found out about the tumah, benkach or benkach, whether it was tumas tohaim or whether it was not tumas tohaim, seisir. Either way, it's going to be seisir zaziris. Ketza. Yard lipabamara. What's the case? The Mishnah elaborates further. And in this elaboration, we're going to actually come up with a third condition to this leniency that he's able to keep the naziris that was already counted. Says the Mishnah. Ketzad Yorad Litpo B'Mara Samach Gimel Alf in the middle of the Mishnah. Yorad Litpo B'Mara, if he went down into the cave, that's typically where the tefillah used to take place. He went down into a cave to be tefillah himself. V'nimsa Mace Saf Api Mara, and a mace was found later floating in the water. That's clear. That's a mace. That's a yidua. That's not hidden. That's a mace yidua. So the lach is tummy. He's going to be tummy. Interesting. If you jump into a Taisvis, let's do a masul Ketzad. Ketzad din tumas atayim yard litpo b'mar. He went up to be tabled in the cave. Bishvil tumas sheretz. Let's say he went. He's going because he was tummy tumas sheretz. So he's going obviously because he was tummy tumas mace anyway. He was ready to say sheretz aziris regardless. We're talking about another who became tummy tumas sheretz. It's not say sheretz aziris. He went down to be tabled in the cave. The nimtza gazayis ben amayis suf up neyamara sufik amayi ba gazayis. It makes gazayis ben amayis pseich amara b'shosh atavel behel. So it says it's a suffik. Either the suffix is that maybe there was a kazayas of mace there in the cave when he was there, which would be Tumas Ayil. Ay, Shemalaya Sham Basha Shtaval. Or suffix that maybe there wasn't a kazayas there, Bashasi was Tevil. Tamei, why? The suffix Tumma Bashas Yachid, Sveke Tamei. Tay says because it's a suffix Tumma Bashas Yachid, and the suffix is Tamei. Vim Nedelay, Afilach Shikilach Tamei. And if he finds out even after he did Giluach, he's going to be Tamei. Why? Because since this is a Tumma Yedua, and we go to Chumra because it's Safi Tumash Yachin, therefore he's going to be Tummy. Says the Mishnah, we'll get back to that in a second, about the Tayyip Shat, the Rambam argues, we'll get back to the Rambam and the Achrenim on this in a moment. But let's just keep the Cheshmer of the Mishnah. So if he found out about a Tummy Yidua, he's Tummy, and he loses the Naziris that he counted till now. However, Nimsa Meshuka Bekarkamara, if the dead person, if the mace was found all the way sunken at the bottom of the cave, then that would be called a Tumma She'en Yidua. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Yard Lahakatar, if he had gone down to cool himself off, if he had only gone into the cave, not because he was Tamei, he was Tari, he just went to cool himself off, and you find there's a mace at the bottom of the cave, then he's going to be tahor. Meaning, we'll keep the, even if he's tamei, we'll keep the naziris, we'll count it as a naziris patara. However, the tahor metumas mace tamei. If his purpose going in was to be tahor from metumas mace, then Vayter is going to be tamei. Why? Shecheslas tamei tamei vecheslas tahor tahor shuklam adaver. Because the chazak of tamei is tamei, chazak of tahor is tahor. The Mishnah over here in this last point is clearly adding a new clause. So far, we said the clauses are that in order for a person who came in contact with tumah to be able to keep the naziris, has to be he only found out after he's finishing the naziris concluding process. He already had done the giluach. Number one. Number two, it has to be a tumah that's not a known or noticeable tumah. It's tumah that people, when Amaki only found out later that some existed. For example, the mace was buried at the bottom, was sunk to the bottom of the water. And now adding a third clause has to be that he himself was Becheskas Tara. If he himself was Becheskas Tuma, going to the mikvah, Becheskas Tuma, then we say, even though the mace was at the bottom of the water, of the water, and he only found out later, since he was Becheskas Tuma, that'd be a third clause that we're not going to say this chiddush that he's allowed to keep the naziris because it's tumas time. Rather, over there we'd say it's seiser the naziris. By the way, this idea that we're saying that because it's an unknown tumma, and he only found out later after giluach, and it was b'chesas tara, it's all lachamash mesina. At the end of the day, it's halacha mishnah. The Mor is going to try to bring a source from it for the psukim in this. The Mor is ultimately going to come out and say halacha mishnah. This is the fact that a tumah's time, a tumah of depth, an unknown tumah, will not be seisur naziris as long as he only found out afterwards. He found out during naziris, it is seisur. But he found out afterwards, not seisur. That's a din of halacha mishnah. And the Mishnah is qualifying further. The halacha mishnah, the din is only if he's not becheskas tumah. If he himself was becheskas tumah, then viter, it would be seisur. And a couple of points in the Mishnah. First of all, to go back on that teisur. Teisur says, what was the case of tumas tahayim? If he went to the mikvah and he found that there was a mace tzaf floating on the water, so Tais, in that case, it's a known tumah, and it's a suffix if it became tumah, but we know suffix tumah, b'shus ha'yachid, sveik ha'tumah, we just had that a week ago, this klal, that a suffix tumah, b'shus ha'yachid, suffix is tumah, so here too, he's going to be tumah, that's Tais. Rambam says, if there was a mace floating on the water, Rambam says, he for sure touched the mace. He went into a mikvah, we were these massive mikvahs, there was a mace floating there, he for sure came in contact with the mace. And the first Rambam bothered, first of all, make a tesa, and why does Rambam need that? Why is Rambam saying for sure he came in contact with the mace, and why does he need to say that? Let's say, for whatever reason, let's say it was clear he did come in contact, why is the Rambam not agreeing to taste this, even if we're not sure if he came in contact, it's a suffix timber, and therefore we're going to say, he's tumming. So that is the question that before I should bring. Chris Grove says, obviously, Rambam holds that even though we say, when one is tummy as an Uzzer, it's Seisur Naziris, and we also say that a person who's suffered tummy in Rosh Hashanah in a small area, and by the way, we explain Rosh Hashanah doesn't just mean Rosh Hashanah, it means less than three people. It means two people or less. So you have to say that these caves, these mikvahs, only fit one or two people at a time. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Rosh Hashanah. Remember, we pointed out the other day, the Mer's question just from a few blad ago, right at the beginning of the last parrot, was that if you have two Nazirim, and a third person says, I saw one of you become Tameh. The Mara says, if they're all together, all three of them, that's not a Rosh Hashanah anymore, it's already three people. Why? Because we're from Saita, and Saita was Yichud just between the Saita and the suspected Nayef, the suspected adulterer. So only two or less is considered Rosh Hashanah. So here, we have to talk about a case where these caves are small and fit, maybe that was the standard cave, only fit one or two people. Okay, but the point is, why is the Rambam says, talking about we vada touch the tumma, says Biskarov, it must be because Rambam held, even though we say Safak Tumma Shizyachid is tummy, and we know tummy says in Aziris, we're not going to say a Safak Tumma Shizyachid is tummy to the extent that it says in Aziris. Normal tumma, vada tumma says in Aziris. But the din of Safak Tumma Shizyachid, that's tummy, that din alone is not strong enough to say it says in Aziris. Question is why? What's the taste? Obviously, argues, he says, even though it's a Safak, it's going to be says in Aziris. What's the crux of the machlekes? So the Achaz explains, he elaborates on this Biskarov, and explains beautifully that what is this idea that a suffix tumah mishus yachid we say sfeik is tumah suffix tumah mishus yachid we go to the sad tumah. What is this din? Is it a birur or is it just a hachra like a hanhaga? I mean, naik tumah. Is it? It's still a suffix, but we take on the Torah tells us we take on from Saita, we learn that you take on that as tumah or it's a birur. The Torah is telling us when it's Rosh Hashanah, we treat it as tummy. It's as if we have a beer that we know for a fact it's tummy. So according to Tosfos, it's a beer, and there's other eyes to this. Since it's a beer, it's a the din of Safa Tumah Shizra Be'achad is Tumah is mevar to us that there's a Vade Tumah here. If it's a Vade Tumah, say it is yours too. According to Rambam, it's not a Vade Tumah. You're Noyig Tumah. It's not a Vade Tumah. And therefore, Legabi Nazir, we're not going to say it's strong enough. It's just Achra. That's how we're Noyig. But it's not Mamish Eber. And therefore, it's not Seisir, the Naziris. That is how the Achiezer explains the Machlekes, Rambam, and Tosfos. Now, in the end of the Mishnah, it says, Raglayan Ladover. Yes. Yeah. So no. So you're making a good point. Tais is talking about a case where it's a suffix if there was a kazayas for a sheer oil. So Rambam could learn that either we're talking about a case where the vade was a kazayas and you have to mas oil, or he vade touched the maize. One or the other. But the point is Rambam happened to say a case where he vade touched the maize. The point is Rambam needs a vade case. Rambam wasn't satisfied with a suffix case. What the vade is? Again, Rambam picked that he vade touched the maize. And Rami, look at what I did, like you're saying, if it would be a vade kazayas with oil, that'll be the same thing. L'chayra, it wouldn't make a difference. Now, on the end of the Mishnah, it says again, Shereg Glayim Ladaver, right? If he's Pecheskas Tumah, Tumah Pecheskas Tar, Shereg Glayim Ladaver. So what does it mean, Shereg Glayim Ladaver? The Maase was saying, this is the Nizalach HaMashu Sinai, that you need three components to be saved from a Nazir who we find out ultimately that he was Tumah. We're saying he's still saved, and his Zeus is good. Number one is he found it only afterwards. Number two is it has to be Tumas Tahim. And number three is he has to be Becheskas Tara. So it's a Lach Mashu Sinai. What does it mean? Merglayim Ladover. So Rush says, because of that very reason. Says the Rush, even though we're using a Shprach of Raglayim Ladover, says the Rush, nah, it's not really Raglayim Ladover. He says, Ktsas. It is Ktsas logic that because he's Becheskas Tara, we typically leave things Bechazaka. He's Becheskas Tara, so he remains Becheskas Tara. He remains in a state we'll consider him Tara. But really, it's Lach Mashu Sinai. And you don't have to come out to the words Raglayim Ladover, Alav Dafka. That is the rush of here. There was this big discussion in the Achreinim that it's really a close to Kashayla in Chazakas. And Becheskas Tara remains Tara. There's a close to Kashayla. We know there's a concept called Chazak, whatever something was, that's what it remained. A person was Becheskas Tama, and he goes to the mikvah, and it's actually, we're not clear if the mikvah was kosher, if it was a shear, or some other issue. The halacha is, if he's Becheskas Tama, we'll say that he's still Tama. They say it's tummy. There's other chazakas there as well. If the mikvah is becheskas tara, maybe not. But the basic idea is someone is becheskas tara, and when in doubt, we say he remains tara. Someone's becheskas tumah, and when in doubt, say he remains tummy. That's the general rule. Shaila is, could you merge multiple chazakas? So, for example, let's say I have, the lashon is, machziki me'isr l'isr. Can we make a chazaka from one isr to another isr? Let's say I have a live animal in front of me, live kosher animal. And we know the halacha is, you not allowed to eat from an animal that's alive. If you're menachai, it's asr. You went into the shechita, and it's a shaila in the shechita whether it's a kosher shechita or not. If it's a kosher shechita, animals for kosher to eat. If it's not kosher shechita, animals, a dead animal without a shechita, we call that an avela. Animals avela, it's us to eat, right? So if I employ chazaka me'isr l'isr, so my initial chazaka was this what animal was in, Eivir and Achai. And now the shechita, that really takes away the issue of Eivir and Achai. But if it was a pasal shechita, the animal's dead. It's still not Eivir and Achai. What would be the problem? It would be an avela. So it was Becheskas Isser, and at Suffolk, if it's still Usser, it's keyword, still Usser, but is it really a Suffolk if it's still Usser, or the Isser you had before is gone, and it's a Suffolk if there's a new Isser? Do you apply the Chazakah of Eber Ben Achai to say we still have to treat it as if it's Usser now also, Usser Nevela, or we say, you can't make a Chazakah from one Isser to another Isser, you can't use two different Isserim to create a Chazakah, you don't say it's Becheskas Isser. It was Usser, and now it's still Masafik, so we say it remained Usser. No, that was one Isser, there's a new Isser. The new Isser, we have no reason to say it's Becheskas Nevela, it's just as easily could be Becheskas Tara, that's the Shaila, kosher, that's the Shaila, Mechzik Nesel Isser. It's a big, that's the classic Shaila. So the Shashmaita, of course, was written by the Ksais Abdulim during his Shavu Brachos, that's the seven Shmaitas that he wrote during his Shavu Brachos. He was a teenager still. So the Shashmaita, he quotes a Marit, who brings a ride from our Gemara, that Machzikin Me'isr L'Isr. Why? This guy wanted to go to the mikveh, like we said from Tezvis, or obviously it wasn't Tumas Meis, because if he's Tumas Tumas Meis, anyway, that'd be Seisr Zeres. He went to the mikveh, he's Tumas Tumas Sheretz. He went to the mikveh to get rid of Tumas Sheretz. And in the mikveh, he may have become Tumas Meis by Tashik the Meis. Let's quote Tezvis, he may have become Tumas. What are we saying? The whole Kul of Mish doesn't apply if he was Becheskas Tumas, if he wanted to cool himself off, Mela. Leniency applies. But if he went in, because he was Tameh, he's Becheskas Tumah, and therefore, Cheskas Tameh is Tameh, we have to assume he's Tameh, and we won't apply our leniency. That is our mission. We see very clearly, when Machzikim is Lisser, or we are being Machzik, similar idea, from Tumah to Tumah, and we're saying, he's Becheskas Tumah, Azai Zakti, the Marit. Ask the Shav Shmaitza, what's the comparison? What's the comparison? Over here, truth is, I actually just, gave a little bit of an answer. Because over here, there is a fundamental chulik in the Tumah. Like Tay says, we're talking about where he went in the Torah's Tumah Sheretz, and maybe now he's Tumah's Tumah's Maze. But either way, the tain over there is that over here, by us, it's all Tumah. Tumah is Tumah. Tumah is Tumah. So you say it's Avad the Cheskas Tumah. It's one continuous Tumah. He never became Tar. Over there, it's a separate issue. One's Eivir and Achai, and one is a new Asur and Avela. It's two totally separate Asurim. Mechad Esav to be a Raya from Tumah to Isser, Avram and Achai, Slash Nevel, Mechazik and Mesel Isser, the Achreinim, the who asked the question, the Rosh Mishkab, other, Shashmites himself asked the question, what's the connection of the Marit to compare? Other Achreinim address even further, they say more than that. The Lacha is that a person is Tameh, and until he becomes Tar, not just becomes Tar, until he leaves the Mikveh, he doesn't become Tar. So it's not just time that you're switching over chazakas. Till he leaves the mikveh, he didn't even come tar. And while he's still in the mikveh, the new doubt arose. So it's not the pshat that he was one chazaka's gone, and a new chazaka's coming. It's a continuation. The chazaka never left. The incident never left. Eivir ben Achai here was gone. Eivir ben Achai is over the second the animal shechted. The animal's dead. Eivir ben Achai is gone. New question, nevela. It's totally switching over. One is gone. The second one is here. Over here, the chazakas overlap clearly. That's not machzik with this lizard. He still is tummy until he leaves the mikveh, and therefore they have a difficult time with our maritz connection to our sugya. But again, it's a general shaila whether he's a machzikin be iser liser. Okay, so the Gemara. Menonimi, how do we know this klal? And our Mishnah, Aaron is coming to explain. How do we know this halacha by Shusinai that if I meet these three criteria of tumas tayim, not knowing till after the Giluach, and not being Mechaz Kastimah, that the halacha is, the Nazir will not be Seisah Zeris. How do we know this? Amar Blazer, Damar Krav, Chiyomis, Meis, Allah, Pesah, Pesah. The Pesah says, if a Meis dies in him, suddenly, this storm up in the Pesah, Zeris. So he's Darshan, what does it mean, Allah on him, or besides him? Something that was known to him. Mechaz Lai means something that was clear to him. We use the Shprach always, Machvarta Kedushin Mekar, the original Torah, is more clear, is more right. I think it comes from a lesson of whiteness, something which is white, is clean, is clear. Chivura, so Machvaris, I believe so. Could be wrong. I mean, there's a pasuk in there's a lesson of Gemara. If it was the mace died, Olav, Machvaris Lai, it was clear to him about the mace, that's when it's a problem. Lafuki, what? Lafuki Tumas Taim, which isn't clear to him. That is the drush to say Tumas Taim will not be safe in Aziris. Ishtakasham, a different source, Amakra, Kiya, this is supposed by Pesach, and the same halacha applies, the same ideas apply by Pesach as well. Kiya, Tamil Nefesh, Abider Chayka, the Pesach says, if you use Tamil Nefesh or Abider Chayka, we darshan that the Tumah and the Derech, we learn from there, that Dafka Tumah, that's like Derech, is Tumah that's going to mess up his ability to make Karm Pesach, as opposed to Tumah's Taim. Ki Derech, Madech, Begali, just like Derech is right in the open. Afka Begali, it's not doing anything that's in the open, a circumstance of Tumah in the open is going to be Seisr, and Seisr as well, but in the context of the Pesach itself, take away his ability to bring the Karm Pesach, she's Karm Pesach, but the Tumah's Taim will not ruin his being Yaita, the carbon Pesach. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Well, Hadat Tanan, Ezi Tumas Tayim, we learned in a Brisa, even though they say it's not really a Mishnah, it's a Brisa over here, some actually switch it to Hadat Tanya. Ezi Tumas Tayim, Kol Shein Makir, Echabasai Fayilam, what's Tumas Tayim? That Tumas Tayim is a Tumah that no one in the world is aware of. Not one person in the world is aware of. Echabasai Makir, Echabasai Fayilam, but if one person in the world is aware of it, then Ezi Tumas Tayim is not called Tumas Tayim. Bishal Madamar, Kiderech Shaper. According to Madamar, it says that the source is Kiderech. It's very good. Because we're saying it's got to be open. Tumah is only if it's open like the road. If anyone knows about it, then it's open like the road. If no one knows about it, then it's not open like the road. Elamad Amar, B'mechveres Lai. According to our drasha that we had, the first drasha for Blazer, that told by Nazir, where it says, Allah, Vidarshan, it's got to be known to him. Who cares if someone else knows about it? This price seems to be qualifying that as long as someone knows about it, it's not called Tumas Tayim. If no one else knows about it, then it is Tumas Tayim. But according to our understanding, even if someone else, Masefam, does know about it, if this guy doesn't know about it himself, that's not called Mechaveris Olav. It should be also called Tumas Tayim. What's the difference? Vesu, Hadatanya. This again, this kasha that was kasha number one of Rish Lakish. Kasha number two is Hadatanya. How many mace mishkav v'charvish l'derech? We're going to focus more on this bryce number base. But if you find a mace, let's say you find after traversing a road, you find that underneath the road, unbeknownst to Eilim, was buried a mace across the road. But chuma tame. Halacha is gabi chuma. He's tame. He's tame. Gabi chuma. If he brought chumas with him, the chumas become tame. He himself now is tame ti chuma. But nazir if he has pesach tar, the gabi nazir gabi if he has pesach, that's called tumas tame. And he's going to be tar. But again, Mishnah, what's the difference? Manavshach. If we're saying that that such a tumah is called tumas tahayim. Such a tumah is called tumas tahayim, and it's not tameh. It should be tameh for truma either. And elamai, it is tameh for truma. It should be tameh for nazir and pesach. A little bit of an interesting question. We have a drasha specifically by nazir and pesach, and we seem to be comparing the two. Maybe it's tafka for those two, not for anywhere else. Okay, but the Gemara takes for granted if it's a drasha that such a tumah is not called a tumah, it shouldn't be a tumah across the board. It shouldn't be restricted to nazir and pesach. It should apply to truma as well. The fact that you're applying it in other places must be there's more to this. It says the Gemara, you're right. Ela tumas tahayim Gemara Gemila. It's lachamash v'sinai, and we know it only applies by nazir and by pesach. That this leniency it applies by nazir, and even there, only in certain cases, only when the nazir found out post the nazirus term, only when he found out after the pesach was already brought that he was tummy tumas tahayim, it still works retroactively as yaitza the bringing the kar pesach. It was part of the chabura because then I found it afterwards of the tumas tahayim. That's all again a halachamash v'sinai by nazir and by pesach. It doesn't apply elsewhere. The Gemara attempted to bring two psukim as rayas, one from Nazir, one from Pesach, and the Gemara ultimately settles on a halacha l'maisha m'sinai. Now, pashtas, I'm touching the words Gemara Gemila, which is the pashtas halacha l'maisha m'sinai. Gemara Gemila, it's a mesira. We're touching halacha l'maisha m'sinai. That definitely certainly is the most simple touch. However, Rambam is a klal. We've mentioned this many times in the past that there's no machlekes by halacha l'maisha m'sinai. Is not neat in the machlekes. Can't have machlekes about it. In our sugya, again, clearly seems to be somewhat of a machlekes about this. A machlekes about the source. It's a machlekes if it's halacha l'maisha m'sinai. If Rabbi Elazar was saying it's based on the pasuk of by Nazir Yamas Alav. I love the first light. Where Rish Lakish saying, I realize I should have made a mistake before, the first gash was on Rabbi Lazar, not on Rish Lakish. Second gash was on both, even on Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish saying that the source is Kuder Chayka by Pesach. So we have different sources other than Alach Mashmah Sinai. The Chayra, there seems to be somewhat of a Machlakish. Maybe you can say ultimately they both agree to the source, but the Simbach and the Siv says in many places in Shas that Rambam would learn Gemara Gemirla is Alach Mashmah Sinai, because we find Machlakish in various scenarios in Shas. We have the words Gemara Gemirla, and therefore the Siv says Rambam will learn Gemara Gemirla simply means a Messaira, but not Alach Mashmah Sinai, and therefore it wouldn't be Kashan as Klal that we don't have Machlakish on Alach Mashmah Sinai. Okay. Says the Gemara. If we send the Mishnah, if he hasn't shaved yet, then Beikach HaBeikach, either way, the halacha is that if he finds out that he became tummy, even if it's Tumas Tahayim, that he had been tummy, it's Seisir and Zeris. Mantana, who's the author of the Mishnah who says that the cutoff point is whether he did Gilu HaChanat? It's Rabbi Elazar who says Tiglachas Ma'akevis, meaning, according to the Tanaim, once he brought a carbon, that'll be enough, even without Tiglachas. Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion, he's not considered to be finished his Nazir's term, even after bringing a carbon, which allows for Tiglachas, until he does actually go to Tiglachas. Our Mishnah that's focused on Tiglachas would go, like early Mishnah said in the Masechta, that called Rabbi Elazar, that Tiglachas is Ma'akev. Okay. Bayer Machama. Ramacham is the Shaila, and the Farash Radio points out at this Shaila, the Gemara is going to bring right away a solution to the Shaila from our Mishnah. It's pretty clear. So Ramacham seemingly didn't have our Mishnah clear in front of him. He didn't wasn't taught our Mishnah at this point when he asked the Shaila, and therefore it's the Shaila where the answer is going to be clear in the Mishnah. That is how the Farash learns. By Ramacham, Nitma B'Seich Malais. What if a person became Tamei, the Nazir, became Tamei during his Nazir's term? Taisva says, we're talking over in this case, last line of the page, Betumi Yadua, second last line, Ay Betuma Astatayim. Either way, we're talking about whether it's not, we're not just focused on Tumas Tayim. We're talking about even about Tumi Yadua. Shaila is, if he became Tumi during his days, and he found out only afterwards, he became Tumi during his term, but he found out only after his term, Mahu. Do we say, oh, he only found it after his term, therefore he's fine, Bas Yadia's Linan, and it doesn't mess up his Naziris, Yadia Achamalaisi, Ay Vilma, Aylai, or no? Or no, or do we say that he found out, even though he found out after the term, it still messes him up? Gemara asks, Ulamai Lemitzer, and Lamai Legabi, what would he be forfeiting? So, Amarava, Papa Vez, meaning, if you go based, let me say a little better. The Gemara doesn't really elaborate, but the first elaborate, what the Gemara would say those two words are, it makes a big chiluk as to what he's forfeiting. He's always, if he becomes Tamei after Malois, he still can't be in the concluding Karbanos. He's got to wait 7 days to become tar again, and only then you have to put part of the bread that goes to the shlamim, the kaf yaday in the palm of his hand. He's got to do terufa. He can't be involved with that process until he's tar. So either way, he's going to have to wait at least 7 days. The question is he waiting 7 days or is he waiting 30 days? That's the shayla. Like, just to be clear, we had early misafik, we spoke to that already. Once he finishes his term, it wouldn't be seisa the term itself. He just has to wait 7 days to get a status of tara. If it's considered as if he didn't finish his term, then you have to keep a full 30 days. So that's the Mar Mitzvah. Ulamayla Mitzvah, Lagabe, what is he being seisa? So to Amar Rava, Tashema, Imash legilach begach begach say. So what do you say in our Mishnah? If he finds out that he had tumma, even if it's tumas tayim, but he finds out before the giluach, begach begach say sir. He's going to be seisin. Now, what does that mean? If you knew already in the Mishnah's case during the 30 days, of course he's seisin. That's the classic din. So you have to tell you that. The Mishnah means he found that after he finished the 30-day term, but before the Giluach, and was saying, Allah is, that's still seisin. Shema Mina, we see very clearly that even though he found out after finishing the 30 days, but it's before the Giluach, it's still going to be seisin. A clear raya from the Mishnah to Rabbi Chamashayla. The raya is so clear that again, Farash Mokat, the Rabbi Chama must not have had our Mishnah. Okay, says the Gemara further. But you still could ask, Kula Seisir, Ashiva Seisir. Is he losing all 30 days, or is he only losing 7 days? Now, we already explained that as part of the Gemara's question until now. Jump into the second Tasis on the page. We're really coming just to explain the Peshitas of Rava, Derek Kash of Terence. We're elaborating on Rava's answering the Shaila, and really this really should be read more as a continuation. We're still explaining Rava's answer to the Shaila, but instead of explaining it straight, we're explaining it more in the Derek question and answer. So, a dying to boyla, we're asking as if it's a shayla. Vav boy Ramachama, Hilchum Farish Hatam boyla. We're elaborating in the shayla of Ramachama, and we're elaborating in the answer of Rava, even though it's not really a new shayla. It's really just an elaboration of Rava's answer, and we kind of, a little bit, we already jumped to the answer. Let's see. Vadai to boylach, Kula Saiser, Shiva Saiser, you say so, everything in just 7 days. Laman, who's the question going to? Elim the Abanan, Pshita Kula Saiser, Korda Abanan, Pasha, you say so, everything. Vidar Bliazer, Kalacham Elias, Shiva Saiser, Manavsha, Korda Abanan, the Pasha, you say so, everything. According to Bliazer, you talk only says 7 days. Amalach, Hanimili, Kinit Ma'acham Elias. This there, Bliazer says, that he only says 7 days is if when the Tumma took place after the Malayas. Vahai, Lifnei Malaisu, but over here the Tumma took place before the Malayas. Oy Dilma, Shainach, Didiach Malaisi, or maybe no, maybe since the Yediyah happened after Malayas, maybe Taka, over here, it won't be Seisir, everything only 7 days. Answer is, Umina, Kutani, Begach, Begach, Seisir, Velikam, Ifidi. We said the Mishnah, Begach, Begach, Seisir, and it's no Machlaik, it's their Mishnah, clear, everyone agrees, Sechacham, Sechacham, that if he finds out later about a Tumma that happened earlier, it's Seisir, everything, as long as he found it before Giluach, that's going to be Seisir, everything kept till now, it's he starts from scratch, both according to Rachamim and even according to Eliezer. Okay. We quote Amar Aleph, a din, that a mace that was blind across the roads. Tanar Rabban. What was Alacha? Hamaitz mace mutl rach v'shaderech. If after a person passed over, people passed over this path, they notice there's a mace going across the road. Alacha is the chuma to me, the gap of chuma is tamay. The nazar vice pesach tar. The gap of nazar and vice pesach is tar. Murim, she'en le makam laver. The mission, the Gemara now is going to qualify that there's a few qualifications when we say this for sure tum here. The gabe chum at least. Remember murim, she'en le makam laver, where the mace sprawls across the entire road and there's no way to get around the mace. Avyesh makam laver, if there's a way to get around the mace, if the mace didn't take up the entire road, we say that maybe the person traversed when he passed over the mace in a spot where the mace wasn't. Avyesh makam laver, after chum atar, he was b'cheses tar, and he remains b'cheses tar. Another qualification, Shemasa Shalim, where the mace that was buried underneath was found to be shalim, found to be intact. Avashimah Mefert, if the mace was ready, bones were kind of, were separated, where the body was separated, then Afilu Ein Makam Laver, even if there's no place to walk over, the mace spans the entire width of the road, but there's breaks in between in the mace itself, and therefore again, we say, it's the Lashon Chashina. Chashina means we're worried. Over Chashina means we assume. It means Lakula. Chashina, we assume, Shem made a program over. He passed between the program, and we're not going to mess up the Truma. Uve Kever, if it was a Kever, on the contrary, if it was like in a grave, that a proper grave that binds all the body parts together, then I feel Meshuvah Mefer, even if it's separate, dismembered, Tamei, he would be Tamei Shemei Shekev Mestarf, because the Kever is Mestarf. So you don't have that last leniency of walking between the bones. Bemed Vemurim, but further, another qualification, Ma'ach Baraglav, only when he's walking on his foot. This is a qualification again, the Chumrah. When do we say that Lekula, we assume, he didn't necessarily touch the mace unless it was sprawled across the whole way and unless it was intact? Only if he's walking on his feet. Avatan Erachav, if he's being, you know, riding on a wagon or some sort of animal, then Tameis Tamei. Why? Fisha Mahalach Baraglav, Efshle Shaliga, because when he walks on his feet, it's possible he didn't come in contact with the mace. He didn't come in contact with the mace, didn't touch it, nor did he move it, nor did he form a nail over it. However, Tane Rachav, if he was riding over it, it's Yefshir that he didn't do any of the three, meaning touching moving, or at least being oil, that's the obvious one, being mal over the mace. Remember the murim, again a qualification, b'tumas toim. When was it said? Dafka b'tumas toim. To me, dua, shloshat tameim, biggest sign. When was all this said? When this is tumas toim. When this mace buried across the road was an unknown. It was unknown to anyone. We said, that's when we say that you have these leniencies. But if it's Tumi Yadua, then Sai Truma, Sai Nazir, Sai Legabe Pesach, it's going to be Tame, says the Gemara, Bryce of Ezi, Tumas Tame, what is called Tame? Because Shemakir, Echem, Sai Velam, as we quoted before, a mace that no one recognized, Sai Velam, a Tumma that no one recognized. However, Makir, Echem, Sai Velam, if one person recognizes it, Ezi Tumas Tame, it's not Tumas Tame. What's the obvious question? You have a guy who was buried across the road. How could no one know about it? Someone knew about it, someone buried him. Someone buried him. Obviously, someone knew about it. A very obvious taina. Answers, Taisim Sachem on the Pei Aleph on Beis. Taisim Sakash, Taisim says, we're talking about a case where it was possible the guy fell in. Based on the way it was discovered, it seems like the guy died and fell in, like the Mesei Midbar. The guy, they used to lie down at night next to the graves, and if they died, they'd fall in. So the fellow fell in. That's Taisim learns. So we say, no, we're talking about a mace that. It's interesting. They weren't discussing whether he was attacked or not. It sounded like it was so long ago. We're talking about a mace that was buried a while ago. Yes, Bashasi was buried. Someone knew about it. But at this point, by the time you found it, it's safe to assume, let's say the mace was buried a long time ago. The person who buried him is long gone also. So there's no one around right now, there's no one alive right now, Basef Eilam, who knows where this mace was. That's what you mean. Not that no one never knew. Someone once knew, but no one knows right now. That's not to be
so
shown.
Even a guy breaks this?
Sorry?
A guy even knowing about it?
Oh, you say one. You're asking. One of them just answer. A guy buried him. Very good. Okay. Good. It's a raya. Yeah. It sounds like it. It's good. Good question. If a guy doesn't play a role, then why can you say the case was that a guy buried him? Okay. Says the Gemara. Further, if we wrap up quickly, Hayataman. If the mace was covered with straw pebbles, that's fine. It was unknown. However, Yamu Bafela when the Kikislam, if it was only covered in like the seas, it was just dark, or like it was the shadows of the boulders. Ain't the time that's noticeable. That's not called the time. By the way, this idea of being covered in water is a big discussion. A person make a bracha when his body's underwater, you can see through the water, but the mice is covered. It relates to this. Well, the mice with the time, we're saying it does not qualify some time. The amru tumas time. El lemeis bavad. Keywords. We only said tumas time legabe meis. Legabe. What is the how does Tosfos and other Rishonim learn? It means simply legabe tumas ziva. Legabe other tumas. We don't say it, which we've actually had discussions in other gemaras. I think in Pesachim legabe Pesach. We had a discussion not so long ago about what they say then of tumas time on ziva as well. Okay, but the gemara over here, this price at least is saying we didn't say this price holds. We don't say tumas time legabe other tumas. This leniency of tumas time. By Nazir, and by Pesach is only by Tumas Meis Bavad. That's what Tosfos and many other Rishonim learn. Rambam says no. El Meis Bavad means you only see Tumas Taim for a person that died naturally, the mace. A person that was Nerag, that was murdered, you don't see Tumas Taim. A simple reason could be because, again, it's at least Echem Akira. At least one person knows about it. But a person that was Nerag, you don't see Tumas Taim. You only see Tumas Taim, the mace, someone that died of natural causes, not someone that was murdered. That's a Rambam, the Chilik of Lameis. Again, we'll learn Pasha, the other Rishonim, Tosfos and the other Rishonim learned that it means Lameis as opposed to other Tumas. Tumas Meis, we say it, but other Tumas, we don't say it. Plus over here, we'll pick up from Ketzad and Ritz Hashem tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.